This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to LA Talk Radio, another Sunday night here in New York. And all you listeners out in LA, my co-host is having just a little bit of a technical difficulty, but Avery will be up here in just a minute. Tonight we got a good show for you guys. We've got Day and Night coming on tonight. Twin sisters that know how to sing. You get two voices for the price of one. How good is that? And then we have a Canadian connection, thanks to Avery. We have our buddy coming on, Andrew Allen, who's tearing up all the radio stations down in Canada. We're going to bring him to you here on LA Talk Radio. We're going to fill in the American market for him. And that's the story for tonight. Once we get Avery back up, we're going to give you some hot topics because there are some good things going on this week. But before I do that, I've got to say a big happy birthday. You know, to whom? To our one and only Shaquita Hall. That's right. Our in-house drag queen, Shaquita, it's her birthday. So, Shaquita, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Nicole Jefferson. And hey, Avery, what's going on, girl?
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, everyone.
You're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, aren't you?
Oh, yes, but I'm back in service.
All right. You had a good week?
I had a fabulous week. Fabulous week, Max.
Well, speaking of weeks, there was a good week of hot topics. Ronan, does our hot topic Twitter little thing work yet? We got hot topics on Max and Friends. I don't know if it works, though. No, it doesn't work. Oh, well. All right, we tried. It'll be here next week for you. But we got a really good little sting for when it goes Hot Topics, Avery. You know what it says? It goes,
yeah, I love
pick
it.
A topic because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. And that was sung by Sharon Agati. Cool girl. She did that little sting for us. But you know what? Sure. We're live here in New York, and you're live in Canada, and everyone's listening all over the world, tuning into Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Avery, let's get to Hot Topics.
Let's go. So we've got a news breaking story here, guys. Mark Jacobs has broken up with his husband. Max, take
yes.
it away.
Well, I got a scoop, everyone. And allegedly, Mark Jacobs is no longer with his husband, Lorenzo Martone. So we'll get more information on that, I'm sure. But Mark Jacobs is, I think, a little bit busy with Lindsay Lohan, and we'll let you know more about that in the future. But hey, Avery.
What's
you want to pull? You want to pull that mic away from your mouth a little bit, baby? Y'all excited to be on. But speaking of microphones, are you ready for this? I got some fun news. Everybody loves Spongetta. You know, I'll be in the studio, up in the studio. So check out what happened. 92.3 Now, my boy Nick Cannon. You know, I was supposed to have that radio show on CBS Radio, but he got it because of Mariah Connections. Anyway, that's all right because I'm here at LA Talk Radio. But guess what happened, Avery?
What happened?
Mariah Carey calls in and she says, hey, baby. And it goes, what's up, Mariah? And she goes, hey, baby. He's like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'll be in the studio, up in the studio. I call Spongetta. I'm like, Spongetta, Mariah Carey just spoke about you on the radio. And she was like all excited and it was really good. But, you know, what can I tell you? Actually, what can you tell me? Hot topics. Let's stay there. So congratulations, Spongetta. I said Spongetta because Beverly called in one night and said that. And it's Spongetta. Yes. Lindsay. What happened to Lindsay Lohan? What hasn't happened to Lindsay?
I don't know. She gets in a fight with some inmates. But what were you going to say, Max, about Lindsay?
Well, Lindsay gets her hair extensions removed before she goes in jail, number one. Number two, Lindsay allegedly got a tattoo. Number three, allegedly, Lindsay Lohan got her lips done when she went to jail. Now, this is
important.
What I'm going to say. It is important. Get the lips done on your face. You don't get the lips done in between your legs done. Did that make sense? Get the lips on your face done, not the lips in between your legs done. There you go. I wonder if she's having any lesbian sex in jail.
I don't know, but you know what? We can go visit her because apparently we can actually go onto the LA inmate search and we can search Lindsay Lohan and we can find out all the information about her, such as her height and her weight when she got booked. And we can also, really exciting, we can send her gift.
And money.
Money. Well, it's a gift money. So
guess what? Guess what? You ready for this?
What?
Hey, Ronan, we got hot topics.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic in and we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We just dropped some hot topics on Max and Friends, didn't we, Avery?
Yeah, we totally did. I love that new sound effect.
It's fun. Thank you, Sharon Agati. Hey, guess what? Equineadvocates.org. You know, it's my big event where we go and we save horses from being slaughtered. We save horses. I'm a big horse person. Everybody knows that.
So am I.
For like 2.5 years. But we save horses, and I just need the door to the studio closed real quick. But equineadvocates.org. Check that out. I'm going up to Saratoga Springs this week to support my charity and to give my Susan Wagner a big hug and to help support my fellow my loves of my life, equine, the horses, the donkeys, the whole thing. So there you go. Speaking of donkeys, have you heard about a donkey punch, Avery?
Oh, dear, Max.
Well,
I don't
allegedly,
know.
Allegedly. Actually, you know what, everyone?
Are we having this conversation right
no,
now?
No, we're not. Google donkey punch, people. Google it, because I just learned about it today. But apparently it's when there's some nasty things going on in the bedroom, and then all of a sudden the guy punches the girl in the face. Not that I'm up for that whole Chris Brown thing, allegedly. But anyway.
No, domestic abuse is not okay. Domestic abuse is not okay.
Domestic abuse is not okay. And instead, like, you know what? Let's talk about real quick Mel Gibson again and domestic abuse and his wife. That bitch, instead of calling radar, she should have called 911.
What happened now, Max?
Nothing. Here's my thing. Women, if your man beats you or threatens to beat you, pick up the phone and call 911. Deal? Moving on. All right. I tell you, sometimes.
I like that infomercial.
Yeah, that was our public service announcement here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Call 911 if you ask to get beaten like Chris Brown and Rihanna, allegedly. Anyway, moving on. So, you know what? We've got some really hot things going on tonight, don't we, Avery?
Oh, we've got such an exciting show. I'm just so excited about this.
Well, we've got day and night, twin sisters. We're going to play a song for you right now on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're going to have a song. It's amazing. I heard it today. You know what's fun about having the show is you get to hear the music before. So check out Day and Night. Go to their Facebook page, Day and Night. Okay. And we're going to play a song right now from Day and Night, twin sisters. On LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends, 17 Days by Day and Night.
Woo woo!
Yeah.
and night, 17 days. And you know what? You all don't have to wait 17 days because we've got Day and Night in the studio right now. So Day and Night, pull up your mics and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Yay!
Hey, what's up? Hey!
What's going on, girls?
Nothing, just hanging out, enjoying the nice hot weather. We're really excited to be on your show. So I want to say hello to you, and I think your co-host Avery is there as well. So we just want to say hello from Day and Night.
Well, hey, Day and Night. Now, Avery, how cool is this to have a twin sister and then the two of you sing amazingly like the two of them did? Now, girls, let me ask you a question. How did y'all get started in this singing industry?
Well, we've been singing for a long time, and we're originally from New Mexico, Gallup, New Mexico. My dad is listening right now. So we grew up there, and then just started singing and did as much as we could there in New Mexico. And there's at the time there really wasn't so much to do as there is now. But decided to take the move. My mom brought us here to California.
Press 1 to listen to your message.
You know what, girls? This is really cool. The whole recording is just on your machine because we were calling you during the break. But so keep going. Your mama brings you to California, and then what happens?
She brought us to California, and then we just started hustling, and we didn't even know. We knew, like, one producer here, and we've just been working at it ever since, and we've been really blessed, and we worked really hard. I think 2009, 2008, we went on a Hillary Duff tour to Brazil and Mexico and Australia. We've worked with Baby Bash, Paula Deonda, Down Kilo. We just finished up our first indie film in February, actually. So things have been going, and we're really, really excited. So
now here's the deal. People can find you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, they can find us on Facebook. It's under Day Night Gomez, D-E-Y-N-I-T-E Gomez. And then we have a website also that we have CDs for sale on there. And then our website's always posted with everything, keeping us all our fans updated on what's going on, where we're going to be at, where what we're doing and stuff, and it's daynight.com.
Cool. Now, this is – I don't know how y'all – I would get so confused. This is Day or Night?
Oh, that was Day.
And now we're back to Night.
It was Night.
Now, here's the thing. Let me ask you a question. All right. Have you all, ever played tricks on guys when you got on dates, switched it up?
Yeah.
We've never even actually had to switch it up. In high school, our boyfriend used to get us mixed up all the time. And now we tease them, the guys that we've kept in contact with, we tease them because they used to walk up to me. If it would be Dave's boyfriend, he'd walk up to me, see me, and try to put his arm around me, and I would freak out. And then he would realize then that he got the wrong twin. But it was always way more embarrassing for the guys. We always play tricks in school with our teachers. But will you mind? And she's we interrupt each other a lot, so it's she's talking and I'm talking and we're talking over each other and blah 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 whatever. But yeah, well, we
that's,
play tricks
that's
all the time.
True. You know, is it true with twins y'all pick each other's? You pick up from where you leave off.
Is it true? What?
Is it true that, if you start a sentence, your sister will finish it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we always do that. It's so annoying at this point. I always try to make the punchline. You know, if I start a sentence and then I want to finish it, I want to make my punchline, but she takes over. Night will take over, and I'm mad. I'm like, I was going to say that.
What were you saying, Avery?
I was going to say, do you guys have the same taste in guys, where it's like a battle to who gets the dude?
No, and that's a great thing because we have the same taste in guys. I was asking. No, we never have, thank God. Day likes
thank
nice
goodness.
Guys and night likes mean guys. No, that's not true. Not true at all. We've just never had the same taste. Obviously, I go for the better looking ones at night, and then they, she just kind of goes and does her own thing. But no, we both have different tastes, and that we share everything else in life. So it's a good thing we don't have the same taste in guys because We'd be bald.
Now, let me ask you all a question. Speaking of taste, there's a thing going on right now where you girls are up for the national anthem for the 49ers game.
Yes.
What's going on with that? Because I hear that the taste of the stadium might not, I'd say America's all one and we all, no matter what we look like or what we do, we just, we're here to support this country. But apparently there's a little controversy with you two. What's going on?
Apparently, we looked a little too urban to San Francisco or to sing the national anthem there at the 49ers Stadium. I don't know. It was kind of a weird thing for us. We went in looking, you know, we were rocking the gold jewelry. we went in looking urban, I guess. So not a big deal now, but, you know, they basically just told us to tone it down a little bit for San Francisco. Whatever, I don't know. They said for us to dress like we're going to church. They don't realize we go to a black church, so people dress.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
We got an urban president.
I know. That's what we're freaking out. They're like, well, you guys are very urban. Where are you from? Because you sound, they said, you sound Puerto Rican, but we're not Puerto Rican.
Yeah, where
but
are
they
you
say,
from?
You have this accent.
What's your nationality?
We're
Spanish and Native American.
Very cool. Well, speaking of the, our anthem, our national anthem, can you girls give us a little lick of what it's going to sound like when you end up do singing it?
Yeah, that's the song you guys want. You want to hear that one?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I hope it doesn't come out distorted on the cell phone.
That's right. We'll do it a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through a perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Okay.
OMG. Now, let me tell you all something. If they don't pick you to sing it there, I'm going to hook you all up because I got a bunch of events where I'm going to be like, day and night is doing the national anthem.
And we take urbans, right?
Really? Yeah, we would appreciate
you,
that.
You all
that's
are
what we're
no,
talking about.
No. Now, listen, for y'all to come on and sing on a cell phone and it still sounds good, you all doing your thing day and night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is what's up. But you know what? Here's the deal. If they say that y'all got this like urban look and y'all can't do it, we're going to get you a real good attorney. Okay? And
no, they called us and they said, you guys got the gig September 2nd. You will be singing the national anthem. But we do have to send them a picture of our outfits before we go. We have to actually send pictures of the actual outfits we're singing for so that they can get approved.
So they can prove
and then we have to send them like an other version of the national anthem because apparently San Francisco is very particular about their national anthem, so we have to change it to their way. So yeah.
All right.
But Max, we'll still do it. You can still be the nice agent. You can book us anywhere
you
want.
Speaking of, you girls aren't signed yet, but you know what? Let's get a song going because, you know, we got some connections here on Max and Friends. We got some great listeners all over, and we are being known, you know, to have some people been here unsigned and leave finding record deals. So speaking of record deals, these two girls are up in the studio all the time, and here's a song that they wrote called Heaven by Day and Night on Max and Friends.
Thank you.
was Heaven by Day and Night on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. That is the song, girls, that you're going to, that people going to make babies to that song. What's up, Day and Night?
Yeah.
hey, what's up? That's one of my favorite songs. I really love that song.
I love it too.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful song. That's like, you know, that's the song
Thank
that you put on. You get the candles lit. You know, you get the fire going. You get like, you make some babies.
Yeah, that is the falling in love song, or makes you cry if you're not in love song.
You know what I mean? Man.
So, Day and Night, I want to ask you, what is next for you? What are you ladies working towards? I mean, after you sing the national anthem.
After we sing the national anthem, we're performing in Canada.
Yay!
Yeah, for the Aboriginal Music Week there that they have annually. And we finally got invited to sing there, so we're going to be doing that in November.
Fabulous. Where is that?
I don't know all the details yet. I just know it's going to be our first trip to Canada. So it's going to be, I know it's during Aboriginal Week. It's going to be like the November 5th on. I don't even know the city. I don't know anything yet about it.
All right, well, here's the deal. This is what I do know. What I do know is that you can all go to Day, D-E-Y, and the and sign, N-I-T-E. And that's their fan page. Now, you know what, real quick, you girls? Hey, Spongetta, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Spongetta, you're live on Max and Friends. We got these two girl singers, Day and Night, twin sisters, and they are always in the studio. Spongetta, what's up?
Nothing much.
Say hi to Day and Night.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, y'all, this is Spongetta. Spongetta sang the song on America's Got Talent called Day, In the Studio. And Mariah Carey just, you know, she was on the radio singing it. Spongetta, I'm so happy that we have you here calling in to say hi, Max and Friends. Do you have any advice for Day and Night?
Well, they're pursuing singing careers, correct?
Yep.
You try to get into singing? Just got to keep pressing forward no matter, you know, how many times somebody tell you that you can't do it, you can, and just keep pressing forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, Spongetta, everything's going great for you?
Yeah, everything's going good. I got my song studio, as you already know, it's on iTunes.
So y'all can buy it there. So listen, Spongetta, we're going to have you on next week because I want to talk to you about Mariah Carey. How does that sound?
That's fine.
All right, so listen, go to iTunes, everyone. Get Spongetta's In the Studio. Because she always be in the studio, and she's Spongetta, I thank you for calling in tonight, and we're going to talk next week. Is that a deal?
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, darling. Have a good night, Spongetta. Spongetta says, keep going, even when people tell you they can't. Keep on doing it. Isn't that some good advice?
That is the best advice, and we always try to do the same thing when people are asking us, you know, what to do. I said the main thing is having a good attitude, staying positive, surrounding yourself with people who really truly love you and support you, because it's a hard industry to break into, and, you know, like our ultimate goal, like Ms. Avery was asking about, you know, what is our goal? It is to get a record deal. It is to be international pop artist, you know, and that's our ultimate goal, and so that's on the path that we're on, and we just appreciate you, Max, you, Avery, putting us on this show, playing our music, exposing us to all the other people that we weren't able to reach because of you and me that we are, and we just appreciate people like you so much in our life.
Aw, thanks.
Aw, thanks.
You know what? I totally am in love with 17 Days. I think it's a great song, and I feel so much potential with you ladies. But I have to ask one question, and Max, I think you want to ask it.
Well, I want to ask you because I got a Twitter question asking if you girls are single.
One of us is
in a relationship, and one of us is single and ready to mingle.
Oh, and we'll leave it at that. Y'all have to find out. Let me give you some advice, girls, okay? Because I have a feeling, because I bring on people that I believe in and that I know are going to go somewhere. So let me give you a little bit of advice, okay? Keep your private lives private. I don't care if Max asks you, if Oprah asks you, if Ellen asks you. Keep your shit private. Your private life is your private life, and it's nobody's business. You're here to plug Day and Night, the musicians, not Day and Night, the private night. You got that? the private life of men. Because that you got to say
for
your
book. That makes sense. It's hard.
It's hard, but you know what? You'll learn how to do it. Save it for your book.
Right, exactly. Hey, there you go. Right there. I'm writing a book. You have to read it later.
So keep your mouths on the hush. I don't care who asks you. I don't care how much money they offer you. Your private life is your private life. All right, girls?
Will do. Thank you so much, Max.
No, for real, because I have a feeling. I know, Avery, man, I get chills when I get the right feeling, because it's like I know that these girls are going to go places.
Oh, I totally do, too. I completely agree with you.
I feel it.
When I played 17 Days for my friend who was actually just sitting with me before the show, she literally said to me, who are these girls? They're amazing. She had no idea who they were.
Oh, wow.
And that's a complete outsider. She had no idea they were even going to be on the show. She loved it. So, ladies, you've got huge talent. You just got to press through with it and believe in yourselves.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you guys so much. You guys have such a great feeling, and as far as we just love having people like you who, you know, ask us to do things like this and expose us. I mean, this is just great for us, and I can't tell you enough how much we really appreciate it.
Hey, ladies, where can we find you?
And so anytime you guys have some extra space, you guys put us on.
What
you guys want to sing a song for somebody, you put us on.
Okay. Where can we find you, ladies? On Facebook or MySpace? What's your sites?
Both of them. MySpace is myspace.com/daynight. And then on Facebook, it's DEYNITE Gomez. It's one word, Daynight Gomez.
And then
one word on Facebook.
Your webpage?
And then if you just go to our website, it has all our official MySpace and Facebook pages on there on the website, daynight.com.
Daynight.com. That's DEYNITE.com. Those are my girls, day and night. Well, I'm so glad that you took the time out to come on to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We're going to have this archive up on your page tomorrow so you can hear how much fun we had tonight.
So nice meeting you, ladies.
But you do have a blessed week. Keep encouraged. Stay focused. Do what you got to do, because I can't wait to come to your concert. Y'all better give me some free tickets.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm going to have you on again in the future, because I want all my listeners tonight to see how far you get real soon. All right, girls? So keep the faith and stay encouraged. And many blessings
to
y'all.
Thank you, Max.
All right.
Thank you, Avery.
Have a great night, day and night.
You're welcome. Good night, ladies. Have a fabulous night, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Good night, you guys. Thank you.
Good night, girls. Hey, Ronan, what is everybody listening to? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host,
Avery from Canada.
We've got the Canada connection. Speaking of Canada connection, all, I'm going to go visit Avery real soon, and the only way I'm going to get there is Delta. Delta's the way I fly, so choose Delta.com. Flights are on sale now, so go grab your tickets, Delta.com. That's the way we fly, isn't it, Avery?
It is. Delta.com, all the best deals.
How you doing? Flights are on sale. Anyway, so listen. I got to say hi to Jason King, to Corey, to Michelle, to Steve. These are all some listeners that are listening tonight. Tamara, she's on her book tour. She's supposed to be here tonight because she said she was going to call in. But you know what? I don't think she's here just yet. But if she gets here, she'll be here. But Tamara's got a good book called Emerald Echo. So go on Amazon.com and find Emerald Echo. You'll see what I wrote about the book in the book. But you got to buy it to see what I wrote. That's good. Now, listen, Avery, because I love Day and Night. Those girls can sing.
Oh, they can sing.
They can sing.
But I've got another great talent up here in Canada. His name is Andrew Allen, and he's actually the Chum Emerging Artist for July 2010, meaning that his song has been added to all the Chum radio stations, and he's got over 2,000 listeners with his song Loving You Tonight. He's also been the most viewed on YouTube in Canada. He's number 5. Andrew Allen, he's going to be on our show tonight.
He is. And you know what the song is called? Loving You Tonight. And we're loving everybody tonight. So you know what, Ronan? Let's get Andrew Allen, Loving You Tonight.
Let's rock it.
Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Lost in the day, in a way, is the same as the one before this. And I wish I could say that it's all black and white, but it's gray. It's the same, it's the same, and I'm so tired, but you know what I'm coming home to. Oh, I'm thinking about a red wine buzz and taking it easy, and I got
Tonight by Andrew Allen, our Canadian connection. Welcome, Allen, to Max and Friends. Pull up your mic. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Max?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited that you're here tonight. That song, Loving You, people have been I'm on Facebook right now, and people are like, oh, my God, that song is so good, listening live on LATalkRadio.com. And they're like, we really like this song. It is a good song, Allen. We're so happy to play it here. Avery.
It's Andrew. It's Andrew Allen.
Andrew Allen.
I'm so lucky that I bumped into Andrew actually at the station. He's such an amazing guy, and he's now, like I said before, the Chums Emerging Artist in Canada for July. Congratulations, Andrew. Woo woo.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm pretty excited to have that opportunity. It's great to be on the show with you guys.
What does that mean for you? Does that mean over 2,000 listeners?
It does, except for even more than that. The Chum stations are pretty well recognized across the country, and so there's a lot of the other stations, the different groups of radio stations that follow Chum, or else they'll just at least kind of look at the chart action, and that's really helped launch this single's airtime, and so they've all picked it up as well. So it's done really, really good for itself.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that you're a really pretty boy, too, and your baby voice. I'm just throwing it out there. Ladies, you might want to listen up
that.
Now.
Now, Andrew, when did you get started in this singing career?
I mean, I've been singing ever since I was a little kid and playing piano ever since I was younger than that. And finally, I just decided 2 years ago that it needed to take a bigger shape. And so I sold everything I had, bought a minivan, and started traveling across the country. And so it's been back and forth between Canada and the UK. And finally... You know,
that's an impressive minivan.
It goes through the water. It's a pretty sweet ride.
So you got your investors, and you just are like taking Canada and UK and now America by storm because you're on LA Talk Radio.
Actually, worldwide, aren't we?
Worldwide,
actually.
We are worldwide. We're heard in Dubai, in Bahamas. We have listeners all over. So right now, Allen, where can people find you? Because someone on Twitter just sent me, what's your webpage?
My webpage is andrewallenlive.com or andrewallenlive.com. It'll take you to the same place.
Well, I keep calling you Allen, and Avery keeps correcting me. It's the funniest thing because I say Andrew, I say Allen. You know what, Andrew Allen?
I say Andrew, you say Allen.
I'm just going to call
Andrew
you
Allen. Allen. I like that. No,
Andrew, I say Andrew.
You say Allen.
There you go. But no, so here's the deal. we're crazy tonight. You know, it's like, it's
all good.
Speaking of summer, yeah, what are you doing this summer? You on tour? What's up? What's up with Andrew Allen?
I'm on tour. Yeah, man. I've been out to Ontario and to Quebec and then back to the West Coast, you know, to hang out with some peeps in Vancouver and then, you know, back and forth until the very end. And then I fly back to the United Kingdom to do another tour there.
Yay.
Look at you going all around about. Now, let me ask you a question. Where do you feel most like Andrew Allen?
Where do I feel most Andrew Allen? Like, where in a city or where in the world?
Anywhere. Where do you feel like
Anywhere.
Yourself? Like, where do you feel
you
like
know,
you?
Where do I feel like me? I think it's got to be in front of some sort of water that moves on its own. So whether that's a river or an ocean, it's got to be there. And it's got to be,
nice.
You know, somewhat nicely tempered. And so I'm not cooking and I'm not freezing. And it's just kind of that perfect weather where you just sit and you hear the ocean, it's moving on its own. And you're just kind of in that zone. And I can have a guitar or I could not have a guitar either way. It's just to chill out.
All right.
Nice.
You see, we're getting personal here with Andrew.
Is that what like inspires you in your music or what inspires you to make the music that you make, Andrew?
Yeah.
Some of
so
your songs
much of
are
it
so
is
beautiful.
That, oh, thank you.
I was just going to say, especially your other song too, that you know that I'm a huge fan of, My Love.
Yes. so many of the songs are inspired by love and by life and by just the things in the world that make you just kind of, you know, make your heart race or it makes your blood kind of speed up a little bit. And it's all those kind of things that they get me motivated to write. And so when I do write, it just comes out. That's just the songs that come out. It's not a forced venture. It's something that's just there.
Well, you know what? I'm going to open up the line right now to the studio. It's 323-203-0815 because people are texting me on my T-Mobile Sidekick, and I'm saying, you know what? I'll call into the studio if you want to speak to Andrew and ask your questions there. But let me ask you, Andrew. You're born May – what are you? You're born in what, May?
You betcha.
So, May 6th because we're just checking now. Someone said, when's Alan's birthday? I said, May 6th. I'm finding out right now on your Facebook page. So y'all can go to Facebook because Andrew's there. And again, his website, for all of you who missed it, is AndrewAllenLive.com. Not Alan Andrew, AndrewAllenLive.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. So when was like the first time you started singing? Let's go back in time.
Okay, we're going back. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm in front of a mic. I'm singing in front of people, and this feels really good. Where was that?
I think I was 10 years old singing at a good family friend's wedding. I think that's what it was. And I think it was, you know, I think my parents were probably like, oh, you should go sing that song. And so I went up there and I sang it, and everybody cheered. And I was like, I like this. This is a good thing. And from that point forward, I think I just kept, you know, started writing stuff and singing stuff. And always, you know, if there's a piano in a room, I've got to be playing it. If there's a guitar, I'm just picking it up. It's just something that just comes right out of me.
He's addicted.
It's true. It's true. I could probably go to some sort of treatment center for it.
No, it's okay. You don't have to go to rehab or anything. You can just keep making your awesome music. Who inspires you to write this, Andrew? Like, is there somebody in your life that inspires you to write the music that you're writing? Or is there somebody that plays a big role, a special someone?
Yes, of course there is.
Y'all get a nosy.
Sorry, I just...
It's all good.
Andrew, let me tell you something. Every time I have these hot guys on, according to my co-host, they always try to pick them up and find out if they're married, if they got a girlfriend.
I'm busted. I could go to rehab with you. You could go for music.
Okay.
I could go for, like, love. What?
So who is it that inspires you?
it's the most wonderful woman in the world. Her name is Julia. And she definitely inspires me more than anybody. And she's been sort of instrumental in developing my career and helping me out and supporting me and just being everywhere. And so, you know, a large chunk of the songs are all about, you know, just thoughts of her or feelings of her or just life with her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, music-wise, who inspires you musically?
Oh, man. It ranges. It depends on the day. It depends who I'm listening to in the car. It goes from like Jack's Mannequin to Bob Marley to Cat Empire and kind of all over the map. I used to be a big Green Day Offspring fan, and And now I listen to tons of, you know, Jack Johnson and Jason Mraz, and it just kind of, it goes all over the map for me. I love them all.
Yeah. All right. Now, if you had your iPod and you could only have five, let's say three songs, you have to delete everything but three songs, what would they be?
Holy cow.
You better say one of yours.
I would keep the new single, Loving You Tonight. It would definitely be on there. Let's see. What else would I put on there? I would probably have to put on it's one of my favorite songs right now. That's a really tough question that you just threw my way.
I know.
Man, oh, man, that's a tough one. I'm trying to think, like, what's just playing regularly in my vehicle. Track two on John Mayer's record, Continuum. I never know what the name of the song is.
Is it the one with Taylor Swift?
No. On the album earlier than that.
Oh, gosh. Andrew.
I know. I can't believe that I don't know it. I'm actually on my iTunes right now. Check. I Don't Trust Myself with Loving You. That's tough. Yeah. That song is so great. I love it. And so that would definitely be on the playlist. And then maybe like Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
That's a classic.
True. It's true. It just keeps you vibing in the summer.
It's true.
All right. There you go. Good question, Max. I mean, yeah, that was a good question. I just gave myself props on the air. But
I heard that.
That's
I was like, wait,
it's just like third person.
That's
oh
so funny.
God. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
God. But now, have you ever been to America?
I have, definitely. Yeah, I did. Actually, this song, Loving You Tonight, was a song that I wrote with a guy in Nashville. So I was in Nashville for that, and I've been to L.A. a few times and absolutely love the West Coast. And I've been in New York a bunch as well, but yeah, definitely California. Yes. If I had to settle in another place outside of where I live already, I think I'd love to be in California.
Look, all right, that's cool. But you know what? Nashville is the music. Nashville's like tearing it up right now, music wise. Nashville's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's true. They definitely have a lot of cool stuff going on. But it's still, you know, like I love it there. But there's something about the ocean in California that you can't beat.
Right. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But you know what?
Yeah. West Coast
There's
vibe.
A fun place. Next time you go to Tennessee, you got to go to Dollywood.
Okay. I haven't been there, but I'm looking forward to it now.
And you know what? We've got a caller, so call your live.
Yeah.
I'm Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Corey in Chicago. Maxie.
Hey, Corey. Do you have
Hi,
a question
Corey.
For
hey,
Andrew
buddy.
Allen?
Andrew Allen is amazing.
Yay!
We love Andrew Allen. What's the name
wow,
of that
thanks,
song
man.
You just said?
This is Corey calling. Corey's what? Calling from Chicago. So, Corey, what's your question for Andrew?
Hey. Oh, I wanted to know, number one, if he would come to Chicago. And you took part of my other question, if he was going to be singing when he was coming, North America here to sing. But we would love to hear him in Chicago, too. And what's the name of that song again? It is amazing and great vibes. It definitely had a Jason Mraz feel, but with like his own Andrew Allen deal in it. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, no, the track.
I'm picky. I never like
tonight.
Loving You Tonight.
Loving You Tonight.
Hey, are you on like
band,
YouTube
man.
Or anything? Are you on YouTube or can I hear it on the internet anywhere?
Yeah, man. If you go to youtube.com/ Andrew Allen Live, you'll find that song, and it's a video of me breaking into a house and then stealing a Porsche and then getting arrested. I don't really know how it makes sense with the song, but I hope
totally
you enjoy
cool.
it.
Totally cool. Wait, so it's YouTube/ Andrew Allen Live?
Yeah, YouTube.com/ Andrew Allen Live. That'll take you to the Andrew Allen Live
what,
channel.
What was it like making your video?
That was so much fun. It was great. It was great to, it was in the United Kingdom that we did it, and it was super, super fun.
So you're all over.
He
totally
is.
Cool.
And you know what, Corey? Thank you so much for calling in. Stay tuned to Max and Friends because we bring you people like Andrew Allen. Thank you so much for calling, Corey.
Absolutely. Great show tonight. Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a good
See
night.
You guys. See you, Corey.
That was Corey. So you know what, everyone? To make this easier, you're going to be able to find Corey. You're going to go to my page, Max and Friends, into the fan club, to the Max fan club, and we're going to put the video up there so y'all can go on there. So how does
yeah.
that sound?
Sweet. All
right. So, Andrew, are you coming to America? To sing.
I might just have to, you know. It's unfortunately a bit of a challenge for Canadian artists to get across the border without proper paperwork and stuff, because otherwise we can get in a lot of trouble and get kicked out. But
We will
but
sponsor.
I definitely
Avery,
want to be
I'm
there.
Stealing him. I am stealing him, Avery.
Andrew, Max has really great hookups, so maybe Max will help you out on that one.
Max, I would love that.
We will have you come here. We will have you sing here. Avery, we are stealing him from Canada. Thank you so much, Avery, for bringing us Andrew Allen so that we can steal him for America.
Okay, I want to come too, though. I have to hook on. I want to be a carry-on.
We'll give you 10%.
That's fair.
But, Andrew, yeah, so what's next for you?
I mean, I'm going to round out the rest of the summer with, you know, just a whole bunch of shows all through Canada. And then I guess we're just going to look at what the next few months are going to bring. There's a great Christmas single that I'll definitely send you that comes out sort of November. And aside from that, I guess we're just going to see what happens.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, it's been such a pleasure to have you on Max and Friends. I'm so excited that we've got to have you on the show tonight. And goodness, look at you. You've branched it into Chicago in this short amount of time. Actually, probably worldwide. So
definitely worldwide. And I can't wait to tis the season with your new Christmas song, Andrew.
And I can't wait because apparently he's coming here in September. So I'll have to keep you guys all posted. I'm so excited to go to his show.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Andrew, we're going to have you back on in the very near future. And if we don't have you on because you're on tour, we're going to play Loving You Tonight again because my fans right now on Twitter are blowing up my Twitter page asking for Loving You Tonight. But we ran out of time tonight, Andrew, because that's how fast time goes by when we're having a good time. So thanks for being an awesome guest, and we look forward to having you on in the near future. First time you're a guest.
It was a pleasure being here.
All right, Andrew.
I love it. Great night, thanks a lot, Max and Avery.
Thanks.
All right, cheers, guys. Bye.
Good night, Andrew. So check him out, everyone. Andrew Allen Live, LIVE.com. And you could find all of his videos on the To The Max fan page. So I suggest you join it on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MaxTucci. Avery Graham will be getting her Twitter page up by next Sunday. Right, Avery?
Yeah, it's true. But how about our app? You guys can now get our app.
That's right. We have an app right now.
Anywhere.
Go to the App Store and get the LA Talk Radio app for your iPhones. It's free, and you could hear us every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. We've got to get ready to go. It's been a great, fun night. I got to say thank you to Day and Night, Spongetta for calling in, and, of course, Andrew Allen and our caller Corey. And my dear co-host, Avery Graham, thanks so much for being on tonight. And Tamara Bowman, I love and miss you. So you better hurry up off that book tour selling Emerald Echo and get back into the LA Talk Radio studio because we miss you. Right?
We miss you. And stay tuned because CBS News is up next after Max and Friends.
That's right. CBS News is up. So stay tuned every Sunday night and every night of the week because we stream 24/7 here at LA Talk Radio. So if you're bored, you got nothing to do, hit latalkradio.com, get it on your iPhone, and listen to shows that are great because on LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. I'm going to leave you all with a quick quote before I get busted for being on the air too much, but it's something that I like to do is be on the radio. You know what I mean? That's my thing, Avery Graham. And
I
Ronan,
know, it's my thing so too. So
we got to say thank you for Ronan for always hooking us up with all the best songs. Ronan, you're the man. But here's my quote for the night, everybody. Knowing others is wisdom, but knowing yourself is enlightenment. So this week, get to know yourself, everybody, and stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And now, get ready for CBS News so you can find out what's going on in the world today that we live in. Have a good night, everybody, and take life. Where are we taking life, Avery? To the max.
To the max.
Good night, everyone.